never underestimate the power of this teaching and what is available here for your practical everyday life, which includes everything from the sublime to the horrid. This teaching, and I'm speaking from my own experience, this is not, you know, something to be learned or anything like that. I'm speaking from my own experience. This teaching has the power to that we can recognize in our own direct experience mental and emotional stability, which was a really big deal for me. I didn't even think, you know, I didn't even think that that was possible. I didn't even have it as a goal. You know, my only goal was to try to be comfortable, you know, and try to be have pleasurable experiences and just try not to be anxious. That was my only goal. I had no idea that mental and emotional stability is inherent. It's inherent in our situation, in our circumstance, in all situation, in all circumstance. With this teaching, the support that's offered, so we really can rest in all situations, in all circumstances, is never underestimate that. It doesn't mean that you have to be doing it every single moment of every day. It just means that when you need it, it is here. It's here and in ways that don't even make sense. I mean, I used to like write out the text and I didn't even know what the text was saying, and just this spontaneous recognition would come forth in very difficult situations. You know, and things not really making sense, you know, not being able to say, okay, well, if I do this, then this will happen. Fortunately, that's not the way this works. That's not the way things work. The way things work is that there is inherent blissful, spacious ease and well-being at every moment, whether we notice it or not. And so all we do in short moments is just relax again and again and again. Just the willingness, just even the willingness is enough. Just relaxing in every moment that we remember, and then just seeing in complete openness, or even in partial openness, what just naturally is available, what naturally transpires. And then life becomes the adventure that it is. You know, where we're not taken up by, you know, every single moment describing, contriving, labeling every single thing that comes up. There's just a free flowingness, and that is called stability. It's a stability with everything, no matter what it is. It is it's a miracle from before. Entirely unimaginable. It wasn't even on the radar screen. And it is just completely natural. And the only way that this comes into our awareness, our experience, is by resting with whatever you remember to rest with. Our life is as it is. Our experience and circumstance is as it is. And we can either spend all of our time emphasizing the points of view about how we like it or we don't like it, which we may naturally do. We may not naturally, but habitually do. But just even as you notice this, just resting for another short moment. And that kind of blankness that I experienced in the beginning is a bright, alert cognizance that I don't need to do anything to hold on to. It infuses everything. It is present in all circumstance. It is the basis. It really, you know, it's kind of funny, but you really do experience it as the basis of all experience. And without needing to hold to any kind of realization. It is, it's really quite surprising. And this is, you know, just continuing on. One of the things that I'd never seen before was the ever-increasing nature of resting as awareness and maintaining awareness and recognizing awareness. It just, it isn't like you go back to the old days and then you have a realization over here and then you go back to your neurosis and then it ever increases and naturally without needing to do anything to keep it in place.